Mark, chapter 14. Now after 2 days it was going to be the feast of the Passover and the unleavened bread, and the chief priests and the scribes sought how they might take him with subtlety, and kill him. For they said, Not during the feast, lest perhaps there will be a tumult of the people. And while he was in Bethany in the house of Simon the leper, as he sat to eat, there came a woman having an alabaster cruse of ointment of pure nard very costly, and she broke the cruse, and poured it over his head. But there were some who had indignation among themselves, saying, To what purpose has this waste of the ointment been made? For this ointment might have been sold for over 300 denarii, and given to the poor. And they murmured against her. But Jesus said, Leave her alone, why do you trouble her? She has worked a good work on me. For you always have the poor with you, and whenever you want you can do them good, but me you do not always have. She has done what she could, she has anointed my body beforehand for the burying. And truly I say to you, wherever the good news will be preached throughout the whole world, that also which this woman has done will be spoken of for a memorial of her. And Judas Iscariot, he who was one of the 12, went away to the chief priests, that he might deliver him to them. And they, when they heard it, were glad, and promised to give him money. And he sought how he might conveniently deliver him to them. And on the first day of unleavened bread, when they sacrificed the Passover, his disciples say to him, Where do you want us to go and make ready that you may eat the Passover? And he sends two of his disciples, and says to them, Go into the city, and there will meet you a man bearing a pitcher of water, follow him. And wherever he will enter in, say to the master of the house, The teacher says, Where is my guest chamber, where I will eat the Passover with my disciples? And he will himself show you a large upper room furnished and ready, and there make ready for us. And the disciples went forth, and came into the city, and found as he had said to them, and they made ready the Passover. And when it was evening he comes with the 12. And as they sat and were eating, Jesus said, Truly I say to you, one of you will deliver me up, even he who eats with me. They began to be sorrowful, and to say to him one by one, Is it I? And he said to them, It is one of the 12, he who dips with me in the dish. For the Son of Man goes, even as it is written of him, but woe to that man through whom the Son of Man is delivered up. It would have been good for that man if he had not been born. And as they were eating, he took bread, and when he had blessed, he broke it, and gave to them, and said, Take, this is my body. And he took a cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave to them, and they all drank of it. And he said to them, This is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many. Truly I say to you, I will no more drink of the fruit of the vine, until that day when I drink it new in the kingdom of God. And when they had sung a hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives. And Jesus says to them, All you will be offended, for it is written, I will strike the shepherd, and the sheep will be scattered abroad. But Peter said to him, Although all will be offended, yet I will not. And Jesus says to him, Truly I say to you, that you today, even this night, before the rooster crows twice, will deny me thrice. But he spoke vehemently, If I must die with you, I will definitely not deny you. And in like manner also they all said. And they come to a place which was named Gethsemane, and he says to his disciples, Sit here, while I pray. And he takes with him Peter and James and John, and began to be greatly amazed, and very troubled. And he says to them, My soul is exceedingly sorrowful even to death, stay here, and watch. And he went forward a little, and fell on the ground, and prayed that, if it were possible, the hour might pass away from him. And he said, Abba, Father, all things are possible to you, remove this cup from me, nevertheless not what I will, but what you will. And he comes, and finds them sleeping, and says to Peter, Simon, do you sleep? Couldn't you watch 1 hour? Watch and pray, that you don't enter into temptation, the spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. And again he went away, and prayed, saying the same words. And again he came, and found them sleeping, for their eyes were very heavy, and they didn't know what to answer him. And he comes the third time, and says to them, Are you still sleeping and resting? It is enough, the hour has come, look, the Son of Man is delivered up into the hands of sinners. Arise, let us be going, look, he who delivers me up is at hand. And immediately, while he yet spoke, comes Judas, one of the 12, and with him a multitude with swords and staves, from the chief priests and the scribes and the elders. Now he that delivered him up had given them a token, saying, Whomever I will kiss, that is he, take him, and lead him away safely. And when he came, immediately he came to him, and says, Rabbi, and kissed him. And they laid hands on him, and took him. But a certain one of those who stood by drew his sword, and struck the slave of the high priest, and took off his ear. And Jesus answered and said to them, Have you come out, as against a robber, with swords and staves to seize me? I was daily with you in the temple teaching, and you didn't take me, but this is done that the scriptures might be fulfilled. And they all left him, and fled. And a certain young man followed with him, having a linen cloth cast about him, over his naked body, and they lay hold on him. But he left the linen cloth, and fled naked, and they led Jesus away to the high priest, and there come together all the chief priests and the elders and the scribes. And Peter had followed him far off, even inside, into the court of the high priest, and he was sitting with the attendants, and warming himself in the light of the fire. Now the chief priests and the whole Sanhedrin sought witness against Jesus to put him to death, and did not find it. For many bore false witness against him, and their witness didn't agree together. And there stood up some, and bore false witness against him, saying, We heard him say, I will destroy this temple that is made with hands, and in 3 days I will build another made without hands. And even so their witness did not agree together. And the high priest stood up in the middle of the Sanhedrin, and asked Jesus, saying, Do you answer nothing? What is it which these witness against you? But he held his peace, and answered nothing. Again the high priest asked him, and says to him, Are you the Christ, the Son of the Blessed? And Jesus said, I am, and you will see the Son of Man sitting at the right hand of power, and coming with the clouds of heaven. And the high priest rent his clothes, and says, What further need do we have of witnesses? You have heard the blasphemy, what do you think? And they all condemned him to be worthy of death. And some began to spit on him, and to cover his face, and to buffet him, and to say to him, Prophesy, and the attendants received him with blows of their hands. And as Peter was beneath in the court, there comes one of the female slaves of the high priest. And seeing Peter warming himself, she looked on him, and says, You also were with the Nazarene, even Jesus. But he denied, saying, I neither know, nor understand what you say, and he went out into the porch, and the rooster crowed. And the slave saw him, and she began again to say to those who stood by, This is one of them. But he again denied it. And after a little while again those who stood by said to Peter, Of a truth you are one of them, for you are a Galilean. But he began to curse, and to swear, I don't know this man of whom you speak. And right away the second time the rooster crowed. And Peter called to mind the word, how that Jesus said to him, Before the rooster crows twice, you will deny me thrice. And when he thought on it, he wept.